חזר. Just to get make sure that on this play we really didn't clarify the whole story exactly. What we have to understand is that on all three levels, in order to understand the third level properly, you have to hear, you have to understand that the problem starts from the first level. Second level and third level. First we'll hear it for the first level. A cold sofoli versus the sooner we said like Rashi. Right? We're going with Rashi's chat. A coldness a cold sofoli. A kol means everything, even what a person does with Kadei Hadol. Vashus Nasuna. So we explained last time that the existence of the Vashlam, that's at Atzmoy, would not allow for any other existence. And there had to be a Rotzah, if the Vashlam was a Rotzah, to be master his own existence or to enable other existence. And this goes be for the Etzim possibility of creation, and also for the whole form of creation, for the practical. That's what he said, the marshal, the person putting your feet up. You're in the Kodesh Kodosh, you can put your feet up, read the paper, kosher paper, let's say, assuming there's a thing, right? Assuming there is such a thing. Assuming there is such a thing. Let's assume. You're allowed to do that? You do that, you're standing in front of the mouth. You can put up your feet, smoke a pipe in front of the mouth. Off the dead. How can you do that? How can you do that? How can you eat breakfast? Go eat a falafel in front of the mouth. Watch. See what will happen to you. You don't know which day is your yahrzeit. That day is your yahrzeit. You all make 30 days. Here we're standing in front of the mouth. I'm not really on anywhere, right? So how do you put your feet up? How do you eat breakfast? How do you do all the other things that go into the life the way the Bereshit wanted us to live? The answer is Rishus Nesuna. Just the same Rishus Nesuna that created the world. It's the same Rishus Nesuna that enables the proper form of behavior in each place and place according to its level. Yiras HaMikdash, Beis HaMikdash, Beis HaKnesses. In your house, you can put your feet up. Put your feet up. Put your feet up. Take a shower. Do all kinds of things. Does that mean, going back now, that not a cult so far? No, it's still a cult so far. Put your feet up. Push yourself. What comes out of it? What comes out of it? What comes out of it is that if a person lives knowing, shall cult so far, your shoes are so far. Rishus Nesuna will enable him to live a normal life, not go crazy, not do things that are not according to the way he wants the world to be. But a cult sofui will also prevent him from going off with Echa Yoshal and doing things that are not the way the Bereshit wanted it to be. Putting your feet up, yeah, the Bereshit has nothing against that. Doing it there, the Bereshit has nothing against that. If you know you're in the Beis HaMelech, and a Chol Tzofui, but a Rishus Nesuna. So that's great for many Rishus. Rishus Nesuna. But the Veyers don't go. You can't do this. So if a person would realize that the Etzem, Matzad, the fact that the Beis HaMelech is here, there, and everywhere, a Chol Tzofui, you couldn't do anything. Stand it at least with the years of Pachad that somebody daven Nila in the Beis HaMikdash is on Beis HaMikdash Kai. At least. Rishus Nesuna.
To do what?
That means normal life. Tadich Dara.
Be normal.
Be normal. Be as the arrangement created to be. So, Hashem saw us Adam Yoshal. Straight. Be straight.
That's exactly what we would be.
No, you couldn't be normal. You couldn't be normal. You couldn't live a regular life. You can't. Can you live a regular life? You're standing in front of the mouth, right? Can you scratch your back when you're standing? You can't scratch your back in front of the mouth. How do you get on? You can scratch your back.
Okay. said, Hashem has created us to be shy. She said, so if I'm walking around with the words that hold for you, that's exactly how I'd be very shy. Stick. That's all he's wanting.
That's not Isha at all.
Oh, that's cool.
It's cool. It's highly crooked.
It's cool.
That's highly crooked. And a person who can't live a normal life, who thinks he's davening Lila all day long. Uh-huh. All year long. Yeah. There's certain special mozdot for these people. They didn't create that world. You need malachim to live in that world. The version didn't create a world of malachim. He has plenty there. They're no good. I mean, they're very good for what he created them for, but no good for what he created man for, which is tachlis of the world. He's got lots of malachim, millions. They don't do many good. The tachlis is gold. He has a lot of cows, ants, antelopes, all kinds of monkeys, trees, birds. He's got a lot. But they don't do many good either. But the tachlis of the world. Tachlis world created only one creature. That was Tachas, what's called Odom. And Odom has to be very careful not to be an animal or a mouth. Because neither of them are any Tachas. So, Roshus Nasuna, that means Roshus Nasuna without a Gvul. Oh, Chas V'Shalom, called Sofoy. Roshus Nasuna given a very exact direction manual. 613 Klolet in that direction manual. Do's and don'ts. The whole Shulchan Aruch, Chol, Sufri Musa, Chol. Tell a person how much the Rishus was and also how much the Rishus wasn't. A Rishus and Surah to do a Vedas? No. Rishus wasn't also. I want to read you a Ben Gvina, which gives us the other side, a little stronger, that you'll hear it a little clearer. You know, Hasol is Hakluim Belay. In a Ben Gvina, Shari Shlishi, Oiz Chav Zayin, it says, Me'azul is Hakluim Belay, Vishom Lecha Pertishkach, Es Hashem Elokecha. Since Hashus Nasuna, a person has a capability of forgetting the Rebbe Yishalom. You know, I'll do that. It's a lot. Pen tishkas, as a shimu kecha. Dom rosin zung vrocha, kol mokum shnem mishon pen va'al, or izel oisese. So, it's a lot. Yisharim zel luskos Hashem yisboch bechol eis, even if had a kodoy. You gotta remember the Banshan. You're not in your own world, you're in your private world. You're in the Banshan's world. In the Banshan's world, he gave you your dalad amas. He gave you your chazi kodoy. But in the Banshan's world, what's the difference? So then what's the difference? So it says, V'chai v'alom l'shtadl, liknois l'nafsho, a person has to try to be kind of for his nefesh, tomid, ha-hanhogos ha-mukuyobos min-askir. Those hanhogos, which are the derivatives of remembering that even though Shur Sansun is still a cold social, remembering that the Banshan is around. What are they? More yire. That's news. Ekishot ha-mukuyobos. Taxes on leaders. Right now, we don't want to go into actually, you know, we can go explain this for a couple of months. But you get the general idea. Kizera Koydesh Yasigo Kol Hanhoga Nove Hamatira Balea Miskir Sashem Yisbo. Kizera Koydesh, like we explained in the last mission, what that means. Kizera Koydesh Yasigo Kol Hanhoga Nove. All quality, mice, can be attained by remembering that even though Shus Nasuna, you have a culture. I was Shus Nasuna, but you're on. There's someone watching. He has nothing against Springfield. Nothing. And we're being very happy about it. But Springfield up, there's Springfield. There's with here. Make sure that you're reading a kosher paper, for example. And without year, and then maybe you're reading something that is not so kosher. even if it comes in dati form, like Erev Shabbos or one of those things. Okay, because get around the houses. Terrible. Get around the houses. They're a little bit better than the Chidon things, only because they don't have the features. But they're more dangerous because people think they're kosher. More dangerous. Get around the houses. They have Shabbos, Yom Shishi, kind of, very dangerous. Bad stuff. Yeah, it's news. It's news. Kishu Tamachshava says hi. Kishu Tamachshava. The person who realizes that even the Chadri Chador is a called Sofoi, so even a Chadri Chador is a Pnimius, Kolel, what I think, is also Sofoi. So you have to make nice thoughts. You can't think whatever you want. That's a higher level. There's a minimal level, which is halach, not high, not high at all. Hehuri. Put up your feet, very nice. Think whatever you want, no. There may be things that you want to think that you're not allowed to think. There are things that are, because they're borderline. It says, hachek me'akiyur v'adoyim aloy, kishut. Make beautiful machshavas. Nice machshavas. Keep the dirt out. You have to brainwash. Wash out the brain of all the dirt. Out. But sometimes a person, like is walking in the street, going on a bus, and there's dirt that got stuck in there. He didn't expect it. He wasn't planning on it. He's not interested in it, but it got in. So you have to wash it out.
How do you do that?
It's a good question. But one of the ways that you can do it, preventive medicine, very helpful, is that when you're sitting there with your feet up, which is a time when these things tend to become problematic, called softly, because the sooner put your feet up, no problem, called softly. Kishut HaMachshav is Vakshah. Each one according to your Madrega, but there's Madregas that are shy after everybody. Get the dirt out. Keep a clean head. What's clean? Clean from dirt. Clean from machlokes. Clean from lashon hara. Clean from somebody insulted you. So the natural tendency is to replay the whole story 100 times, 1,000 times. He said, and this, and I meant to say to them, and it was misunderstanding. And I go over it again and over again. You add a little salt and pepper each time. It's bad. If you're washing it, wash it. But if you're not washing it, it's washing you. I called Sofa. T-shirt on my shoulders. Nice thoughts. It's a clean head. This is really your private property. I should keep it a little neat and clean. And keep dirt in there. There's schmutz. Don't give me that stuff. Easy. A person comes in front of Melech. Dirty clothes. Not good. It's not good. So this depends. If he has a gardener, and the gardener's working in the garden, he can have dirty clothes with mud. But if he's reading enemy propaganda out there in the garden, that'd be different. Even though, yeah, you can have mud, no problem. You're working in the garden, you've got clothes with mud, no problem. You're working in the garden, it's supposed to be different. But that means you can read enemy propaganda? This yes, that's not. I was just concerned about called Sohud. It goes both ways. If it wouldn't be Rishus Nasuna, that a cult sofa would eliminate the possibility of normal life. If a cult sofa without Rishus Nasuna, Rishus Nasuna without a cult sofa, a chas shalom, a person could be yoitze mitachas kante yashvina. We feel hefka, can be an eved letavosov, zilile, pritzile. A cult sofa. the balance. With that balance, a person can live a normal life, but a clean life, a holy life, a high life. Quality life. Kol hanhoga nove amatiru balea v'skiris Hashem Yishboch. Moshenem ha-Bashem yitztuku v'ishalu kol zehra yisro. That was clear? What's called so for you?
We see the way the system works. We see the Chiddush Ras. But it's not possible for us to understand how such a system can be created. That still remains a steer.
Is that your problem?
It's not a problem for me. That's the way I understand it.
No, I mean, but is there any problem with that?
No. I have no problem with it.
Is there any reason why we should be able to understand it?
No. I just want to clarify that.
Is it
that we're not supposed to even be bothering with that?
No, it's not really important.
Okay, that's all I want to clarify.
It is possible. Huh? Can we understand it? It depends. The more you get into deep levels of Torah, you can come to deep levels of understanding. At each level of understanding, on that level, you understand that, and you are opened up to a whole new realm, right, of realization that you know a smaller percentage of the story than you started with. So the more you know, the less you know. Okay? The more that you know that you know less. So tachlis hayidia leida shein hayidia. But there's a big difference between hayidia shein hayidia machas yidia and hayidia shein hayidia because he didn't learn anything. Major difference. It's amazing that those shaloya there, because he didn't learn anything, generally think that they really do know. So there are three things that everybody knows, everybody's an expert in. Medicine, politics, and religion. But the biggest put in everybody's book in English. You know, also. No.
Now, is this question, the question being dealt with on this point? We just talked about it. I don't hear that it's being dealt with at all.
Right. Exactly. Very good. Excellent. That's the point. The point is that we can hear the occult sofer, we can hear the Shus Nasuna, we can hear that in theory it's a problem, but we hear that in the practice there's no problem.
That's what I understand.
Well, exactly the way it is. That's what the Benjamin did here. Not only did he do it because he happened to do it that way, but he did that because it's the only way it could be. Because if it wouldn't be with Shus Nasuna, then it couldn't be. It couldn't be this world the way he wanted. And Chas HaSholom, so what, it threw us out, Chas HaSholom, like Roma Kogoyim Hashem al Shemayim Kvoidoy, and Chas HaSholom doesn't care what goes on over here. Our lives, and the two magnets that can keep a person on the Derech HaYoshon, are Kol Sofer Yashut Nasuna. That will keep you from going off too far in either direction. We exist, our capability of existence, our capability of having a place in the world where we can function is the balance between a cult software and Rishus Nasuna. Too much of Rishus Nasuna and you're open for Nisyonis. You're open for going off the Chayosh of the Tzad Aveira. Too much of a cult software and you won't have breathing space to be that human being that the nation wanted you to be. Then you go off in the other direction. Either direction is bad. The balance between them is the Siso Hanyosho Ve'atev.
And this is all going to be about
what?
I mean, just because we are not
going to be. Right. Animals.
I mean, it's a.
Have no problem.
With the Marshall to the church.
I'll prove it to you. Yeah, I'll show you. A person who eat grass, eat falafel, eat vegetable soup from the milk, stop. They kill him. How about if you bring in a cow from the milk? There's no problem. You bring in the cow, but if you brought in the cow's going to say moo in front of the milk. There's no problem. He's a cow. Not expected anything of it. Didn't say moo would be a problem. if you want the grass, the melech, not the melech, there's really not a problem with the cow. The cow doesn't have that problem. In the reverse form, the malach also doesn't have that problem. They don't have that problem. Vada, he says, kodesh, 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 or whatever his level, boshim, whatever his level of malach is. He's still got no problem with that. It's no problem. He doesn't need a rishus nesuah any more than a cow does. The cow does what it was created for, and the malach does what it was created for. But the cow has no problem saying lu, and the malach has no problem saying kodesh, kodesh, kodesh. There is, on a higher level, there's a steer just like there is by the cow. And its existence, there's a problem with the mouth. But cows don't have a problem putting their feet up, and neither do malachim. Cows, because they always have the feet up. And the malachim, because they never have the feet up. Okay? Malachim never sit down. They don't get tired. They have no problems. They say, kodesh, 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 and they're holding by nilo, by kodesh, kodoshim, all the time. And there's no problem. They don't wear and tear, they don't get tired. No problem. Problem seed. Cows, I never hold my healing. Neither one go up and down. They're oindim. There's little oindim and there's big oindim and there's a very huge, huge oindim. With all oindim. They were created here, do what you created for. And they do it effortlessly. Not any problems. No wear and tear. Move, 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 close, close, close. I know. Just comparing on one level, alright? No problem, right? No problem. No tachlis in that. No tachlis in that. So I didn't give Torah not to cows, but not to the malach. The malach had an argument. But they gave in. They can only give Torah to all of them. Okay, sure, there's no problem. They can be holding Magnila all the time. No problem. They don't need Rishus Nisum. No problem. Only for their very existence they need Rishus Nisum. But beyond that, no problem. The human being, animals, is there no problem. The human being has a problem. There's no problem. Rishus Nisum. Also. So we hear the problem would be without the Rishus Nisum. We hear that the Rishus Asuna, is still mukbal by Kol Sofoi, goes back and forth, there's a tension between them, we live within the tension between the two existences, everybody goes and lives happily ever after. Okay? That's it. This level is clear, no problem. Kol Sofoi, Rishus Asuna. We'll go up a level. Let's go up a floor. Yeah, it's time to go up. No problem. We'll go up a floor, upstairs. I called Sofoy. Ravishus Nisuna. I called Sofoy. Soife. Person has a higher perspective, higher perspective, higher perspective. Person standing on a 2-foot pole. So you can see 20 yards. Stand up on a 50-foot pole. You can see a kilometer. A higher perspective a person has. Higher physically, higher spiritually, higher quality, higher, every higher that you want. Gives a greater and greater range of perspective. Eze Chochom, Haroya es Anoilog. Chochom has a capability of knowing, seeing. He sees what's going to happen. In a way, Chochom Aruch Minog. There's a certain things. For example, Chochom can deal with Olam Haba. Nevuah can't. Ayin Lo also Elokim Zul Yosecho, and Chochom Divrei Chazal full of Divrei. What's going to be in Olam Haba? Because Nevuah can't go. Doesn't that the perspective of Novi has one element that it's greater than Chochom, but it's limited to that they can relate intrinsically to the Navi. The Chochem can go beyond his own limits. So therefore, we can see into Adam Haba also. We can see into beyond all of the limits. How do you do that? How's the Chokhmah Arias Alayim? The Yisoyed HaDvorim is really basically the same as the person that's standing up on top of the mast, the person standing on the deck. He's no miracle man. He's not a miracle man. The reason why he sees the ship coming, the guy in the desk doesn't see. Well, we're the same people, we were born in the same town, we trained in the same school. How come you can see it and I can't? Because I'm standing on the mast, you're standing on the ground. So I have a better perspective. You go to a doctor. Go to a doctor. You have all these different symptoms. Even your wife doesn't know what to make of it. She doesn't know what to make of it. You know, she knows you for 30 years. Doesn't know what it is. You know nothing. She doesn't know what's going to happen tomorrow, or the next day, not in 2 years. Don't. Go to the doctor. Never met you before. Spends an half hour with him. Tells you what's going on in your kishkis. What's going to be tomorrow. And what's going to be the next day. Klichus HaNefesh. The person knows Chochmas or Chochmas HaNefesh. And he knows how to read, learn what a certain type of person is, what he's made up of. So there's a very educated guess he can take that given this person, given this situation, you can say 10 to 1, he's going to do this and that. I called software. What's the reason for that? The reason for it is very simple, because the Baruch Hashem created an ordered world. A world, an ordered world was processed to his madness, his system. And a system can be extremely complex and extremely integrated with all kinds of different processes. But if I have the Chochmah to know, or through Nevuah, or through whatever, to know all of the causes, effects, and interrelationships of all different things, I can know that if this, then that, and if this, then that, if this, then that, if this, then that. And therefore, even though it's 15 steps down from here, this guy is going to end up like this, and this guy is going to end up like that. I saw something good. I was 15 years old. I was a Jew who knew how to do these things. Walked around the basement. This fellow's going to enter Bernam. He's going to be a dentist. This guy's going to do this. I checked him out 20 years later. He was right 90% of the time. It's high average. 90% of the time. Not 100.
Professional.
Yeah. I checked him out twice. Once that day, once 20 years later. On that day, he was 30% right. 20 years later, it was 90% right. On that day, what are you talking about? Well, different ideas, too. In both directions, this guy thinks that he's nothing, he's never going to get anywhere. This person thinks he's a big chap, but he's never going to get anywhere. It doesn't always work that way. There's system. There's types of people. The people are built, as Tolstoy says, for what they're meant to be. Person has a battle plan for each individual. And each individual is given all of the kelim that he needs to fill that particular role that person created for. If you have enough information available to you, both in theory and in the individual knowledge of what the person's made up of. If you know 60, 70 different qualities, to give you a basic, starting picture of what the thing is, so you can have a very, very good educated guess of where the person's going to end up. Because the person usually will end up very, very close to the reality of his existence. If he didn't get pruned up along the way, he didn't mess up along the way, then his reality will come out. So called Sofer. So maybe therefore Chassid Shalom, we can come to the Bechira. We can come to the Kfir of the psychologist. we end up answering that. Forget it, no period. Right? You know why? In this circumstance, that that guy screamed and yelled and then got angry, and the other guy just took it in stride. Because he has this personality, and that guy has the other guy's personality. And he had that upbringing, and he's had the other upbringing, and his parents were like this, and he has genes, and he has, he's got a lot of reasons. Right? And he topped it all off, his mother yelled at him when he was a kid. So I just got angry over you. What do you expect him to do? You deal with Shalom Bayis a little bit here and there. So, well, sometimes you hear stories, right? Very... True.
That doesn't pass.
Yeah, I called Sofut. Let me explain. A person comes, I get this all about, you know, like once a week at least, right? Person comes, he's got problems. What's the matter? Shalom Bayis. It's a madhouse. It's been terrible. All right, let's sit down, work it out, put it on paper, 1, 2, 3, 7, 12. All right, this one has tinnitus and that one, I understand it, and this one, fine. Tell me something. Is that a way to create a wife? Is that the way you hold it? Bishita, you hold that's the right way to create a wife? You really hold that twice a day you're supposed to scream at her? Right. Once a month you're supposed to hit her? Right. Whatever, you know. That's the way to treat a wife. Every time, I haven't had any exceptions. Every time he says, no. I know it's not this. I had no intentions to treat my wife that way. I had never allowed deity that I would treat a wife that way. When you got married, you had a picture of how you expected to treat your wife? She says, yeah, what was it? And here's this beautiful, wonderful picture. Right? The other extreme of what he does. So, don't you think that would be a good idea? Well, why don't you do that? So I explained to you, because she does this and she does that and she's this and she's that, she isn't this and she isn't that. Right? I explained that to you, didn't I? In other words, that the reason that you have to treat a wife the way you're supposed to treat a wife is because A, B, C, D, E, F, G. But if it is an A, B, C, D, E, F, G, then you're supposed to treat a wife the way you now treat a wife. In other words, I am a reaction. I'm a reaction. All Ahavas. The main difference between Ahava and all Midos by Klal Yisrael and by the Goyim is a Rishus Nesuna. And therefore, it's a Tzivui. Nobody asked if you want to love your wife or not. Nobody asked if you think she deserves it or not. You gave her a ring. You gave her a ring. You know what that means? That means that you promised. Right. Under all circumstances, you know how theoretically you're supposed to treat a wife? That's the way you have to treat her, by order of the melech, right? Whether this is the way things should be or they shouldn't be. Whether you're right or you're wrong about your complaints. You say it's difficult, I agree with you. Could be it's difficult. That's not impossible. As a matter of fact, I have a suggestion. Why don't you try doing it my way? I have a suggestion. Instead of waiting until she changes anything, and then you'll start acting like a man, just start acting like a man, and then we'll see about changing it. Okay? Tell it to him, tell it to her, tell him to try it for 2 months and come back. They don't come back. I call you up after 2 years and say, ooh, I once had problems. See, so, yeah, I started acting like a man, she started acting like a man. And then we turned around and said, where did the problems go? It was all a mistake. She really isn't like that. She's really like the way it's supposed to be. And even if she really wasn't like the way it was supposed to be, so she realized that now she is supposed to be the way she's supposed to be. Now she is supposed to be. And even if she didn't realize it, it's not so bad. No, no, no. And even if it is so bad, yeah, I also have close friends. So she'll put up my close friends and I'll put up her friends and we'll happily ever after. The starting point is, nachon, a cold sofut.
Hold on, shit, so there's process. There's process. How about the shusim? The process is the basis of all. The Bunshin didn't make it. If the Bunshin made it, that the rising of the sun in the morning, we depend on how good the tefillahs were that day. If we daven really good that day, the sun comes up. And we haven't daven so good that day, so the sun doesn't come up. So what would be? It depends. Some days yes, some days no. Better days, worse days. The rain does work that way. But the sun, yeah. The heart pumping. I said,
yes, thank you.
Because right. That would be dependent on a daily basis. If you would have breakfast the next day, it would be dependent on how you said Berachos HaMazon the day before. So there would be a lot of fast days. Maybe afterwards we'd get used to the idea and we'd start saying Berachos HaMazon differently, but tachlis, if there would be dependent on the way we say Berachos HaMazon today, there would be a lot of fast days. And the world wouldn't work so good. It's not so good to have so many fast days. The question gave us the basis. A starting point. He set a lot of things in automatic pilot. The world comes up, the world goes down, the sun goes up, the sun goes down, the grass gets green, cows eat the grass, makes milk, the milk is a milk truck, the milk tastes the tea. Now call it, buy it, and call it, and you buy it, and you have breakfast. To the point that you would think that Birchas HaMazon has nothing to do with the panasa that you have. It's just a religious thing that the Bunshim can get something out of. Called Sofri. The Bunshim set up systems. And because of those systems, you can take an educated guess that if this, then that. But, within the world of Teva, into the world of the rules of how the world works, you'll have rain. You're not going to have rain. And because Roy said they like you, you'll have color broken success with you. You're not. Never. The world, the sun, is not going to go around. The sun will still go around. But you're going to find yourself in colors. We make it. Happens. Ended up in colors. Say, because a Muslim, you'll have panosa. You're not going to have panos. He gave mice. Avoshim. He didn't give mice. What do you want? Why are you complaining that you don't have to finish the month? Why are you complaining you don't finish the month? He gave mice. You didn't give mice. How do you expect to finish the month? You didn't give mice. How do you expect to finish the month? But this is going to happen directly, the way you can see it? Yeah. Called software, there's processing, there's system. There are systems internally, externally, physically, emotionally, nafshi, and there's even higher than natural system. It's also a system. Nisim also have a system. There are rules to the game. You can't just go hocus pocus. If the Banishan wants you to speak to the rock, you gotta speak to the rock. What's the difference? I'll speak to the bunch of monsters. There should be water. There'll be water. What's the difference? No. The system. The bunch made the world of a cold software. Even Nissan work on the system. You got to do it his way. Because there's a system. There's a reason why there's a system. There's a purpose in the system. There's a mahalka why it has to be that way. It's not just hocus pocus. It's not just hocus pocus. There's ways why it's got to be. You can do whatever you want. You have to do according to the rules. But therefore, there's no clear position. Again, the reality of a cold sofoy should eliminate human existence. Our Shusnasuna reables the capability of human existence as we know it. Does that mean that now you can do whatever you want? You're allowed to disregard the rules of nature? Can you jump off a roof? Can you not take care of your health? Can you not be mishtadal in panosa? No. The rules. You gotta play by the rules. The cult so the rules. The Shus wasn't as soon as Atkedeka. There are different levels. There's Bizeya Sapecha Toichal Lechem. There's Chelik HaLevi. There's Chelik HaLevi. There's many Mahalchim. There are many Mahalchim. Because there's got to be a Mahalach. You can't just do whatever you want. A cult Sophie, the rules are made in order for the system. And things go according to the system. Does that mean that I'm predetermined? So I can do whatever I want. Where do we exist? Between it. Between it. The existence of all of our decisions and of all of our Seder Chaim and everything that we do is again between the magnetic field between Nakol Tzofoy and Shusnes. You can do whatever you want. And if you were made to be a dentist, but to be an elephant dentist, it's not so possible that you cannot be a dentist. Not so possible. You gotta get a reshus for that. You gotta go into reshus nasun if you're not gonna be a dentist. You were made to be a dentist. How do you get a reshus nasun? It's not so easy, but it can be done. I'm a Kabbalah of all time. I've been a level of their friends. But if a person was created originally to be a Talmud Chacham, so he doesn't need special issues to be a Talmud Chacham. And therefore, even if his learning is not exactly 100% in all the ways the way it's supposed to be, but he was created to be a Talmud Chacham, so he can still be a Talmud Chacham. And they'll have to deal with the fact that he's not working up to par. Okay. But he doesn't have to become a dentist. A person that was created to be a dentist, he wants to change occupations, he wants to change systems. Okay. He has to get the shoes. There are requirements for that. With, not bad, pretty good, on a good day, it's then a bad day, and then a half a Seder, and you come to the land, and you're not going to get the shoes. For that, you're not going to get the shoes. Not bad is not enough to get the shoes. If you need to change, it's got to be Kabbal of old Tadr. It's a whole different system, a whole different path. So how come? You get these questions in yeshiva. How come that guy who works at 60% level of his energies and he's geared straight forward, he goes to yeshiva, kan, yeshiva, koyla, koyla, everywhere, all the doors are open there. Comes the other guy and he works at 70% of his level and no. He accepts this yeshiva, he accepts that yeshiva, we'll see, we'll this, maybe yes, maybe no. Yeah. Because he was created to be a bentei. That was what the Bnei Shem wants from him. That's why he gave him the brains that he gave him. That's why he gave him the heart that he gave him. That's why he gave him whatever he gave him. Right? He's a lazy bum. He's going to have to pay for that. But the doors are still going to be open. Nobody's going to train him into a dentist. They can come an extreme. Well, you have to throw something the other way. You're made to be a bentei or go be a dentist. Right? Go be a shumei.
I love saying that. Whether or not a person is a Talmud Chacham is not given through
Bechira? Certainly, that's exactly what I just said. That it's given to a balance between two. There's method to the madness. People are created with basic TV, the Moshul, IQ. Okay? In order to be a successful Talmud Chacham, a person has to have a certain minimal level of IQ. Okay? Has to have a certain level of what they call zitz, flesh. Okay. So you gotta have here and there. Those are one of the two major requirements. There are others. Right? The people that were created, they didn't have to create it. They didn't necessarily work for it. they were born into it, with their head that you need, and the backside that you need. And they have the head, and they have the seat. And they learn, but they're lazy. But they got another problem. So they're only up to 60%, 80% of what they should be. The doors are still going to be open to them. They have to work with them. But the other guy, just not cut out for it. He's cut out to be a very good Baal Bayit. So he wants to become a Talmud Chacham? Is it impossible or is it not impossible? It's just sooner. But you got to get reshus. You got to get reshus. He was given the koyches that you need to be a successful apprentice. That's the plan, the way the Baruch Shem created. The Baruch Shem created everything with a plan. I called Sofu. This person was created.
To
him, the Baruch Shem
should be
against the Baruch Shem. No. Reshus and sooner, but he has to get reshus.
How do you get a reshus?
By Kabbalah's altar. Rabbinu of all the heads. He had an older heads, but he can get it. No.
There's no time if he goes prepared to be able to be on the death field. No. He has a tzvi that he should change to be the shiva at all.
No.
For chama.
Right.
Or just if he wants to rise higher, higher level, he'll say, I'm sorry, right.
But it's going to be harder for him to do it.
Much more.
He's going to have to work at 98% to so get there. Or 95 or 90, I don't know. But you know, for him to get reshus, for him to be besated, to change plans, he's got to get reshus.
That means he's limited on the actual credit that he can't reach the level that the other guys could reach then.
Maybe. You don't know that? I'll tell you one of the biggest shekers of the 20th century. All men were created equal. Baloney. You're idiots. Okay, where are you? Open your eyes, open your nose, right? You don't need eyes. Your nose is enough, right? Open your ears, right? See, that works for anything, well. Is there a reason why this one was created that way? Yeah, there is. There's a system. There's a reason. Very, very good reason. Right? Very, very besated. We don't always know why. And sometimes we have something to think that little surprises didn't come as we expected. But also generations that are different. In generations 200 years ago, to get the reshus to learn 10 years in Koil was 1 in 1,000. Today, reshus nasuna, almost for everybody. The whole world was created different now. It's a different time. Right now, it's just an assignment for, let's say 2-3 years in Kaidel for everybody. And if you want to be a religious Jew, it's almost impossible without it today. Forget about being a Talmud Chacham. You need that just to be the minimum, right? Then go be whatever you want to be. Right?
So maybe he was being argued that this is why some people in Yeshiva will find that they'll go through the whole they'll get into something.
So people say that it's not fair. Why are you doing
it? Right? But that's only if you can give a share of that. If you can, I mean.
Right, but if you can't. So they're not going to open them up. Right? So now he can't. It could be for two reasons. Either because that wasn't his chelik in the world, and he didn't go to such a high level to get a different chelik.
So one person who reaches a dag in learning, and another person reaches a dag. If the one person was meant to be in learning, the hashkoch will allow him to get the shtetl, whereas the other guy at the same level, he needed reshus of complete kabbalah, and therefore he won't mean from hashkocha. You won't get the hashkocha to get the shtetl, is that
right? That's getting a little too detailed. It depends. Yeah, it depends. Yeah. Do you get the shtetl? If you didn't get the shtetl, it's not going to go. You can't win. You can't fight against, you can't tell the bunch of
the guy's cut out to be meant to be world.
We'll be able to get to the same level. Let's say that there's a certain level you need to become a kibbushir, right? The guy was created for it. May be able to succeed even if he only put in 70-degree effort.
Because he's given more kekos
and nefesh. He was given more kekos and nefesh, and he's given the hashkocha protis that he needs to get there too. He'll end up with the Bela Chavrusa, and he'll end up with the Rav giving him better attention, and he seems to get all the advantages. That's right. Yes, that's fair. Right. So it should be, yes, because the Benjamin created, right, that this guy was supposed to give shir, so therefore the Benjamin arranged that he should have that he needs. Right. It's amazing. Every person in his own life, right, we realize that there were times that he heard a message, a shir, a sitra. Somebody once gave him musa, right? for a reason that at the time you thought, why is he yelling at me? That it's a mistake. I wasn't the guy who did that. I wasn't the guy who did that. It was the other guy who did it. Why is he yelling at me? But meanwhile, he handed in the idea. And then 2, 3, 5, 20 years later, the person had a certain assignment. He says, 1 minute, you remember? That's a no-no. Now I'll do that. The relation gives each person the packaging that he needs, the baggage that he needs, the musa that he needs, the nisyonis that he needs, the help that he needs, the hindrance that he needs, the patches that he needs. Each person. Totally different. But there's a system. A cult software. It's predetermined. Right. He was born with certain klichos. This one chokhom and that one not. This one usher and that one not. This one gibur and that one not. And all the different levels and degrees. Why do you have all these different levels of degrees? Because there's all kinds of different things that Ramesh wants out of his people's. All kinds of things. Every generation is different. Every place is different. Every time is different. Every person is different. A cult so forth. Each one, where do you come? We don't all start at the same starting point. Each person starts at his own individual starting point, with his own midas and his own family that he was born into. Why was I born into this family and that guy was born into that family? You think it happened by chance? It didn't happen by chance. Moshe throws down the right neshama into the right household. For all kinds of different reasons. Either because these are the parents who know how to handle him, or because these are the parents who are not going to know how to handle him, and he's going to have to overcome the hindrance of having parents who didn't know how to handle him. That was his chiluk in the world. So it's we try not to fight with the bunch. It's a very, very important thing not to fight with the bunch. He usually is smarter than us, generally. And he really does know better. He really does. And the system of a cult software, it works. So therefore what? So I can throw up my hands and say it's not my fault. Therefore, every element of a cult sofoi, right, there's a good way and a bad way. Like the Gemara says, a person is admoini. He was born with a teva of blood. So he can't say I'm not going to relate to that. That's his reality. But there's a good way and there's a bad way and there's a middle way. He can be a sheikhi. He can be a moil, and he can be a ratzach. He's going to have blood. A cult sofer. So therefore it doesn't matter. Well, you say, no, I don't want to be nothing. I want to be a milkman. Right? You need rishus for that. You need rishus for that. Maybe you can get rishus. The probability is you're not going to get rishus for it. And your question is, right, a rishus nesuna to be either a ratzach, or a sheikh, or a moil. That's, there is an exception where I can say, I want to throw in the admoni business completely. I want to be a milkman.
The doors open to the
institution. So you can't build a basic thing. There's just different roles. You need an ishalom for that. Is anything wrong with being an ishalom? No. If you're double the melech, then that was your job. You need those people. But you created them that way. But that's your cult sofoi. Okay? A cult sofoi. He was created this way. He was an admoni.
Not just
Torah, everything. Why is this guy got these meters, now he's got that meters, this one's got money, and that guy doesn't have money, this guy has brains, and that one doesn't have brains, this one has gvura, and that one doesn't have gvura. Right? This one has a good family, that one has a bad family, this one had a good childhood, that one had an unbelievable childhood.
I was understood that, I think it smacks of something, right? But anyway, this is...